Hello and welcome back to Crazy Cat Conversations Podcast. I'm Dutch Zane.
And this is your host, Big Cat with the big dick, with the big
Boy.
Let me stop.
Boy.
Yes, ma'am. I won't do that shit again. That shit was whack.
I mean, no lies were
that
told.
That shit was bomb. Call me fucking Suzuki. I just fucking Pearl Harbor dived this joke.
Okay, we're going to start with AKAs now?
What?
We're going to take it from my other favorite podcast?
What is that?
Well, you know on Deezus and Mero, they start with those AKAs.
Who the fuck is that?
The ones we went to go see at that show.
Oh, well, all they did was do
talk the whole time. Out. And yeah, we were no like jokes. Waiting for the jokes to drop.
That's great. And let's give them a plug right now. They're what? Deezus and Mero?
No, they're good. And I like them still. Okay. Just that show kind of was a letdown.
This shit was whack.
Moving on.
Okay.
So how are we going to start out today?
Well, we do have a question, finally. As a reminder, please send us all your bitches, grabs, and complaints to gofuckyourmother.net_email from the side. That's my own personal email. And if you have actual questions that pertain to anything in life, you can send it to crazycatconversations@gmail.com. Today we have a email from our friend. Can you name a time where a fetish was better left a fantasy, or have they all met your expectations? That sounded straight like country.
Let me help you with that. Can you name a time where a fantasy...
You fucking bitch. I got a punch in the titty.
Oh, I like that. Okay. Can you name a time where a fetish was better left a fantasy, or have they all met your expectations? For instance, I hate humiliation.
Okay. Well, no. Well, I can explain. Jesus Christ, you know how to operate a fucking...
Just do it like that, baby. It's good.
No, no.
You can see shit.
See what? I don't want to see you.
Oh, fuck you then.
Jesus Christ. What? Oh, my God. It's out of recording. Stop touching shit. You're not supposed to.
I touch everything.
Yes,
I put my fingers on it. I put my finger here.
Yeah.
I put my finger there.
Invade.
Oh, that's what, how I get in.
Call your ass Poland. You should stand by.
Oh, no, baby. I'm just digging through the surface. I'm fracking. I'm fucking
fracking. I bet you're not even recording right now. This is great radio.
I'm looking for... Oh, thank God it is. I'm looking for fucking natural, you know, things in the soil below the surface.
Can we answer this nigga's question, please?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I remember being a young man of, let's say, 13. And, what about my dick?
No, I was going to say, when you move, we record in the sound, but it don't matter.
They could eat my ass. Anyway, so I was a young man of 13. I was jerking off so good. It was just the first time I ever, like tried masturbation.
Intentional. You intentionally were being...
Oh, yeah. I used to smack my own ass. And, you know, just thinking, maybe... I want a finger in my butt.
You smacked your own butt?
Yes. I was a little freak, bro. So, I'm there jerking off.
We're going to revisit that. Okay, keep going.
Listen, this doesn't help you with the current me. I'm still not into that shit. I stick my finger in my own butthole, and I immediately, like, throw up. I'm like, I did not like that feeling at all. I was just...
How much of your finger got in your butthole?
Like, a fingernail. I couldn't handle it at all. I was just, bleh. That's not my thing. So, where am I fucking going on with this?
Okay, what if...
It wasn't a fantasy. It was like a fucking urge. I was like, let me stick that fucking finger in my ball.
Okay, so you probably had like some sort of a primal urge for like penetrative type of like things happening.
Pause. Yes, I did, but...
And then just like, cut back to the first episode. When you try something and it's not what you thought and you instantly no longer want that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Huh. So you ever had an instance of that happening?
I have.
Go ahead, because this was different. This is just me fingering my own asshole as a child. But that
you were exploring your body is what you were doing.
Yeah, my body did not like that shit.
Your body was like, hey, now.
Explain, what was your fantasy? Because all I have fantasies I have, like, dude fantasies, like threesomes. Like, oh, yo, dude, I'll have bitches come when I come and they just kiss. Like, pretty plain fantasies. Not like wearing a fursuit with a fucking dildo on my butt, you know? If that's what you want,
it's up to you. I have a lot of extreme fantasies, but
one that didn't pan out.
One that I thought would be good in a minute. So I wanted to bottom publicly, and I wanted to explore some impact with a dom who I was really comfortable with. About the third swing, I literally was like, "No, stop. I'm good. Right." And that was that, because the third swing, I'm not a curvy woman, You know what I'm saying? To the listeners, this is not a visual medium, but I'm not a curvy woman. I'm
tall and lean. This bitch should play for the Rockets. She's 6'6".
Shut up. I'm 6 feet even, and I wear like a size 4. Like, I'm tall and slim. So, point is that I don't have a lot of hips. And this person was spanking me with a fire hose, and it wrapped around and hit the boniest part of my hip. And I just was like, ah!
That's a critical hit, huh?
It was a critical. It tingled through my whole person. Christ. Like if, you know how your funny bone feels on your arm? My hip felt like a funny bone, and my whole body was like, no, no. And I had fantasized in my mind that, you know, I was going to get a spanking. It was going to be sensual. It was going to be great. Like, you know, oh, yeah, ha. You know, that third hit erased that whole sensation from my mind. Like, that whole thought of, ooh, I'll do this. But, I think something else that I tried that didn't meet my expectations was going to, swingers nights. Like, I thought it would be cool, like oh, let's go to this party, everyone will be having all this like debaucherous type of fun, and right. and I can hop in and this and third. And when I went, it just, the crowd was not the type of crowd that I would want to engage in those behaviors with.
They were unattractive.
I'm trying to say this politely.
Okay, they were not, what's the term we look for?
They were not
proportionately.
No. I just would not have engaged with the folks that were there. Right. There were some folks who met the aesthetic that was appealing to me.
And I'm sorry for mansplaining to you, but disclaimer on the Crazy Cat Conversations podcast, we don't discriminate. We just, if we find you attractive, we want to engage. If we don't, we don't.
Shapes and sizes, you know what I'm saying? They all different, and they have all different flavors.
Like, I need to want to, you know, I don't just fuck just because we're kinky. Have you noticed those people? They just fuck. They deal with anybody just because they're kinky.
Oh.
I think that's like an angle. I don't even think some of these people are kinky. They just want some.
They just want a place to put their naughty bits.
Right.
And get them touched. You know what I mean?
But move on.
I think no. Let's stop here for a minute. This is a good place to. Yeah. No. Like we can visit this road. I definitely feel that was also something that played into what I'm talking about. It was like, you know, I looked around the event space and I thought to myself,
yuck.
Ugh. All right, well, cancel me if you want, because I'm going to just say it how it is. I looked around the space and I thought, half of these people wouldn't be having their privates played with in a vanilla life setting. And they're at this form of party or like this type of scene.
Right.
Because this is the only way that they're going to get any naughty bit engagement.
I know exactly what you mean.
I was trying to say that as tactfully as possible.
Yeah, you're fucking dumb. But right. Are you really? And is this just something that you illustrate? It's something that you fucking paint in these women's or man's mind so you could get your fucking naughty bits fucking play with
them. Or you could just have people do what you want. You can just have your whims, you know what I'm saying, met or tended to in a way that people otherwise might not regard you to such a high standard.
Right. You give yourself the title of master, even though you haven't even.
You read my mind.
Fucking earned
you
it.
You read my mind, because I was going to say it, but you said it.
I said it again.
Yeah. I think that in the community, like the D types, meaning dominant, S types, meaning submissives, like the D and S types fall into their role so hard, like they lean into their role so hard, mm-hmm. that they're just like, I'm supposed to be like this, and because I'm this way, X, Y, and Z happens, you know? But if we take away that hat.
Yeah, this is your dom hat you're wearing right now.
You know, if we take away that hat, it's not really going to float like that for you in day-to-day life, my guy.
Yeah.
Or my lady. Or whatever you like to be called.
They try to portray something that they're really not in their real life. You get, can you tell sometimes, or they just get lost in the sauce? Because I know some people that have the title of whatever the fuck, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And they don't.
I can definitely tell. I don't want to sound like a bully or some shit like that, but I definitely feel like there are beta personality types labeling themselves as doms so that they can make themselves feel better just about their existence, because in their typical day-to-day, they're not calling the shots and shit like that.
Right.
But I mean, you know what? As adults, right? We create our own spheres of existence to a certain degree. So...
All right, Shakespeare.
But like, we mold the worlds that we live in on our day-to-day. So who am I to say that that's not who they really are?
Right.
Although they are huffing under their breath and muttering to themselves because yet another person skipped them in line and they didn't speak up for themselves. But I'm just saying, I'm not here to tell a person if they're really dumb.
If you let motherfuckers skip you at the fucking barbershop line and you go by master, you're not master. You gotta speak up.
It's basically what I'm saying.
My man's not. I was here next. I don't give a fuck if you got a job interview.
You know what? I had to check myself today.
Oh, God. What'd you do?
I was in the drugstore. I went to get some cat food.
Drugstore? You mean a pharmacy?
Walgreens.
Just a fucking old-timey way of saying pharmacy.
It's the same shit.
A drugstore. Hey, honey, I gotta go to the milk, man. I guess me and some...
I thought that was interchangeable, no?
Drugstore
pharmacy. Like, what's the difference?
It's like, sounds like a store of like, oh, here we have crack.
Well, they do. But it's in the form of pills.
I'm sorry. I had a joke in a bomb. Just keep going.
I'm here for it. I'm here for it. Kaboom, kaboom. Well, anyway, and I approached the line for the register and I was second.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how in that, like it, in these COVID times, they pick one way to have the line go and it has to like extend back that way and that's it and you got to be distanced. And so I saw an older woman approach and basically stand there like she was first in line. And in my head, I was like, I know she sees this line. And I know she's not going to skip me. And I just had to check myself and be like, first off, relax. Right? But then secondly, I was like, give her a second to figure it out. And she did. So I didn't need to say anything. But I already in my mind was like, nobody's going to be skipping me on this line. And I was just like...
It was all the fight. It's just a fucking line.
Yeah. That was a secondary thought. But the first thought was like, girl, relax. Like you don't gotta puff your chest out. Like to let people know you running shit.
Lady was 97 years old. What are you gonna do there, Geronimo?
Realistically, she looked like she was about 70. I'm not even gonna hold you. Like she was an older woman.
She's probably nice and like, oh, look at this nice tall general lady. You probably look like an angel to people.
Ah, well, my fuzzy hair, I bet.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying, my little halo on my head.
Fuck is this bitch from? Is she, is she Puerto Rican or is she from fucking Mongolia? Old tall ass bitch.
I wonder. Well, anyway.
I think going back to the question at hand, it was like, if I had any sort of fantasy and I didn't meet my expectation, being polyamorous to be like, you know, have that many partners. Yes. And no.
Ooh, you're being honest with it. Come on, baby. Come to the table.
It's not what is...
What you thought?
To be. I don't want to say because it's hokey. It's like a lot of hard work. But I mean, nigga, it's like... It's a lot of shit, you know? You got to remember people's names.
Damn the nerve remembering names.
And you got to remember what makes them, you know? What they like about you is just a whole thing. That's as far as I want to dive into it. But
I'll pick it up for you.
Hold on.
Okay.
Because I know how you get when it comes to this topic, bitch.
Oh, baby.
You want to sign subliminals and shit.
I'm not going to stand. Get smacked if you want to.
Get smacked back.
Punks jump up to get beat down.
All right, bitch. You might be tall, but I can swing higher.
Babe, you just got to reach. You know what I'm saying? What? You can't reach? You got them short arms, my nigga. The fuck?
I got orangutan arms.
I said, you short.
I was from the same tribe, my nigga.
So what? What happened to your legs then?
My legs are long. It's just my torso. It's really short.
My torso is short, too. My point. What's your inseam?
35 flat. I don't know what the fuck.
Shut up. NCAA you wear like is. A 32.
I don't know what the fuck that means.
That means from your groin to your ankle.
I don't get my suits tailor made at Macy's 1943. You know what I mean? Like just...
Baby, it's okay though. That's why because you go to the men's warehouse. You know what I'm saying? But it still looks good on you.
What joke was that? I'm going to laugh with you. Okay, 3, 2, 1.
You know about the men's warehouse?
Yes. I went there like once for a suit.
Exactly. When old boy got married.
What the fuck is inseam is?
That's from your crotch to your ankle. Wow. So they know the end part of your pants, so this is long enough.
Okay, so you know what? You're right. You're absolutely... I'm glad you taught me something new.
Thank you. Anyway, so back to the topic.
Okay, how to be a man next week and how to tie a tie. Fuck yourself.
I bet you I could tie a tie better than you. And fuck you with the knot. How about that? I could fit it right in your little booty hole.
I'm not into that.
He's not, but that's why I always talk about it, because maybe one day he'll change his mind.
What? What if you do that shit for me once and I can never, like, not have it again?
That's
like,
okay, baby.
Every time you're like, all right, let's fuck. I went like, no, you had that thing with your mouth and my asshole with the Pop Rocks. And that's your life now.
Could I put Cheerios? Could I put Cheerios and milk in it too?
But if I, what if that's the new standard and then like I gotta have it every time?
Okay, then we would have to negotiate, right?
No, and I just look on back pages.
That's fine.
Till I find it.
If you need that every time, it would become a chore, first off. But I would also negotiate that we do it at the end, or we do it in different parts of our sexual play. But if I had to start every single time...
No, that's how I need it. Every time you gotta fucking tickle the cherries in the back of my throat.
We gotta rearrange it. Like, we could do it at the beginning, middle, and end. It just couldn't be the same part every time. I'd be open to, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've experienced with
this. If I was into getting fisted, and I needed that shit every single time, would you do that for me? It's a whole fucking ordeal of cleaning and...
Well, you'd clean yourself, so that'd be your own effort.
No, no, like, but I need you to do it because it's my kink now.
I think you would have to find another partner to get those needs met if it had to be every single time. Because, bro, I'm not doing that shit every single time. It's no. And I'm not into enemas. Some people find that as like a fetish.
You cater into my needs, hypothetically. See, that's why...
That's my point.
That whole spiel, that whole monologue we just had of my asshole... Why would you fucking try to open Pandora's box? All you had to do was suck my dick, write it, but now you want to fucking play with the fucking...
Because that's another orifice of pleasure to explore. Why the fuck not?
If I need it every single time, would you want
to... Hypothetically speaking, if you opened your mind to doing ass play, right, with me, there would be no fucking chance in hell I would skip that opportunity. I would just have to run that fucking risk. Oh, well, here we are. It would be a Russian roulette with your ass, because I'd be like, look, I'm here for it. I'm putting things in. I'm doing things if you let me. And if that somehow turns in to you wanting it all the time, well, I guess that's the bridge we cross when we get there.
Speaking of which, hope you clean your hands.
Look, baby, I'll keep these nails extra short for you. I'll be like, I have no nails ever. I don't even get manicures.
Fucking, I want to be, call me Kermit the Frog, because I need to be puppeteer.
Kermit, you so sexy, Kermit.
Anyway, going back to the whole polyamorous thing, sometimes it's like, yeah, this is fucking the shit, but then when it goes really bad. I go, oh my God, this is not the fantasy I expected it to be.
Because real life. Real life ain't... Sometimes it overlaps with fantasy, but, you know, real life includes highs and lows.
Oh, yeah.
Real life includes good and bad. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I think that people... I think that what you were trying to say is that people, you know, idolize certain, like, things about certain things. I'm being too ambiguous. Like, okay.
No, what I'm trying to say is that dealing with more than one bitch at the same time is kind of hard. Like,
I mean, if you're really trying to have full-blown relationships with them, yes, yeah. Then yes, it is. It's challenging because you have different personalities to balance. You have to balance your time for yourself. Exactly. You have to balance your schedule between your partners. You know, so yeah, it takes some effort, baby. Work. So what you fantasized didn't include the work that it would take to become
absolutely
a reality.
Not. I just thought bitches was handling themselves. Like, oh, yeah. Let's just work on our own emotions while he just sleeps. That's just...
Yeah, baby. Good for you for living in a fantasy, but...
I did. And that's why I was bamboozled. Don't do it, gentlemen.
He bamboozled himself,
don't
baby.
Don't do it.
Because the whole time, both myself and his other partner kept it a whole $120 with him about the responsibilities that it takes and commitment that it is to be in a relationship. Oh, so that's on you, boo-boo.
Here we go with the spieletons.
Boo-boo. It's all good.
It's a joke, though.
Oh, yeah. No, we chilling. We are chilling, but it's real talk at the same time. What's up, baby? Something else that I thought would be a fun fantasy, but then not for nothing. Pegging. Pegging is fun.
Not with me.
We've established you don't do ass play. You safe. All right. Pegging is fun, but at the same time, there's some uncomfortable realities about pegging.
I mean, you gotta clean a nigga.
I don't have to clean them.
No?
Most of the time, people clean themselves out.
Oh.
Well, people who I've done, like, play with in that way, they've cleaned themselves out. I have had a partner help me clean myself out before. And I've had a partner, you know, teach me how to clean myself out properly. And that's cool. I think that it can potentially be something, you know, of a bonding, learning together type of thing, depending on the nature of your connection to that person.
So what's the fantasy of pegging? And what was the disappointment? Not disappointment. What was the...
The reality, the inconvenient reality. The fantasy of pegging was that I was just going to put on this phallus and I was just going to be out here just...
Fucking booty holes.
Turn them into man pussies. You know what I'm saying? Just, ah! Right? The inconvenient reality is that when you play in the boo-boo, ass play gets a little shit on your dick sometimes. And I'm not into the smell of shit. And I'm not into... I'm not into it. But unfortunately, we are human beings, and that orifice is used to to alleviate excrement. So sometimes you're gonna have a little bit and it might get a little messy. And that is the not so fun part of pegging to me in reality. That's real.
That's real.
You know? Whew. Let's see. Something else that I feel is
No, let's do it by turns.
Okay, you. Go ahead, baby.
That's all I have, pretty much.
That's all you have?
You got other things? Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. No, I can. You want me to pull it out the bag?
Yeah, what you got?
Group play.
Yo, hey, you know what? Yeah, that's one of mine, too. That would be hot, but it's...
I like group play, but there are some things that can happen that can make the fantasy of it all not as enjoyable as you thought it would be.
Yeah.
What would be those things for you?
Niggas hogging the pussy for too long.
I don't believe you said it like that.
I sure did.
Jesus. Fuck yourself.
You have common decency, my friend. You stroke for 10 minutes. Get off the pot.
You gotta rotate in, rotate out.
Gotta rotate, get on the mouth duty.
Swap. I think also in terms of group play, it's like just be conscious of everyone wants to have fun together.
Exactly. Don't exclude that one person.
Don't exclude the one person, or don't actually
it do exclude the one person if they're not playing by the rules. Because if you got a shitty butt...
Hey, bring it back, baby.
Bring it back.
No, I feel like also, like, in terms of the hogging of it all, just be considerate of trying to carry on the longevity of the play with everybody. Right. Like, don't... Yes, we know that this one person is into fisting, but don't start fisting them in the first 2 minutes of play. And right, then, like,
my nigga, have some common decency. Don't be the Christopher Columbus of the pussy, my nigga. You don't want to fucking do that. Be hogging and being all fucking whatever.
I mean, but it could also be the same thing. If we're going to limit it to genitals, it could be the same thing like on the reverse with dick. You know? Whoever is receiving the dick could sit down on it and just not want to get up. And what about the other people that want some dick?
That's true.
You know? Like,
wow.
Just brought it full circle there.
Full circle.
I don't know, man.
Hey.
I think the best advice that I would have in terms of trying to prevent uncomfortable situations is education and communication.
We're making a rap on PBS.
It's the truth.
Communication.
It's the way to avoid. Anyway.
An altercation.
Hey, go ahead, baby. What? I fire you. But nah, if you read up on knowledge on what you might encounter, what things might get uncomfortable about a situation, then you know what to anticipate and how to try to avoid those things. You know what I mean? And communicate with your partner, like, hey, we going to have a timer. We going to rotate out. Or, hey, how do you feel about cleaning yourself out? What procedure do you do so that you are all on the same page?
Yeah. Coffee enemas.
Coffee enemas. I've heard about these things. Anyway.
I think that's all the time we have for today.
Correct? You have anything you want to plug?
I want to plug my podcast. It's called Sons of Black Philip. It's, It's a bit more misogynist than Crazy Cat Conversations. Mm. But if you have any complaints on this podcast or my other one regarding the words I use, You could email me at gofuckyourmother@net_eatmyassfromthesidecom and suck my dick 3 blocks away.
I was gonna help you with that.
.org/net
Okay.
Or if you have real questions.
For this podcast, you can email questions, comments, concerns, gripes, whatever, to crazycatconversations@gmail.com. And I'm Touches Zane. You can find me across social media platforms at Duchess Zane, Duchess with a T. And you can find Big Cat
at Big Cat Fitness on Instagram, Big Cat Kink on Twitter, Big Cat Daddy on Fat Life. I know it's not the same, but it's the same premise. And on Twitch, you can find me at Big Dick Daddy. This was Crazy Cat Conversations.
I can't even.
Please don't.
I will. I always do. And I mean, what else is there? I'm going to be who I'm going to be. You going to be who you going to be?
Yes.
All right, till next time, man.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.